Today on Table Talk with BBYO Insider, we are recapping our second day in Omaha at Autistics X 2023.
Shalom and welcome back to Table Talk with BBYO Insider, the international AZA and BBG podcast with the inside scoop on all things BBYO, hosted by Press Corps. I'm Jeremy Iskowitz from the Great Midwest region.
I'm Abby Thaler from GGHRR Central Council.
And I'm Justin Baltuck, Hallie from GGHRR Northern Council, home of the 99th Grand Isle of Gadol.
There's been so much happening in such a short amount of time. We just wrapped up an amazing day. Abby, can you tell us a little bit about what we did today?
So today, we this morning had learned about different governance things. And then we moved into our business meeting where we discussed several pieces of legislation and passed several pieces of legislation for the in order to benefit our movement during its centennial. Then later this evening, we ended up going to the high school where the Olive Sonic Olive was founded.
Justin, we just talked a little bit about, you know, legislation that was passed. Can you like detail for a little bit like what we passed today?
So sure, we passed four pieces of legislation. So the first two are pertaining to the ISF, which is the International Service Fund, where BYO allocates a set amount of money each year to Tikkun Olam and bettering the world. So the first motion that was passed was to replenish the Judaica supply by providing funding to people in Maui that have been affected by the wildfires. And the second piece of ISF related legislation was related to Central Africa and BYU Uganda and bettering their connection with Judaism and Jewish texts through funding their abilities to buy more siddurs, buy more menorahs, and buy other Judaica and Jewish related equipment.
Yeah, and it was really cool for me to see. We had BYU Uganda up on the screen. So when we passed the legislation to, you know, help support them, it was really cool to see, and, you know, the whole room lit up for standing ovation, things like that. It was really cool to see.
It really just shows how global our movement's become, which is really impressive.
Yeah. And then the high school was probably like one of the biggest highlights of the day. And this is for either of you. Like, what were your thoughts walking through the halls of the high school that our founders went to? And can you tell us a little bit about, like,
first of all, it's a very nice high school, but it was just like, it was really great. We had stopped at several parts, and it was really great to see that this genuinely was a school where they needed an opportunity to have their own group of Jewish young men. And it has become so much more. And it's so, and it was very grounding to see just how it started.
I mean, it was really, truly moving to think that this high school, which has been around for over 100 years, and beyond just the Monskys and the Biebers and our founding 14 in Omaha, there's so much more than just AZA that's been established there too. We've had Hall of Famers like Gail Sayers. We've had great American political figures, military generals, philanthropists, billionaires, specifically the Buffett family, two Nobel Peace Prize winners, and Emmy and Academy Award winning actors, which really is just amazing to me to show how far the stretch this very prestigious school's alumni association has reached.
Yeah, that was actually probably what I was going to say. But I also think that, you know, hearing from some of the members that either went to Central High School or are back working as faculty, to hear about how like close, tight knit that community is, it kind of relates to like our communities here and what we're building in BBYO. So just the relation to hear like fourth generation Central High alums and things like that was something that's really cool for me.
No, I completely, it was crazy that there were people who've been going to that high school. Their family had just had such a legacy at a high school. It was really great to see that it was a community.
Yeah. And that's a lot of what we see here when, you know, people say that, you know, their grandmother or their mother was regional Nicaea back in the day or things like that. It's just cool to see how we're connected in more ways than, you know, just the 14 boys going to that school. What are you guys looking most forward to in the upcoming days of execs? What else do we have in store?
I'm so excited for the dynamic duos. I think that's Saturday night. I think my co and I have a really, really cool costume that's going to amaze a lot of people, questioning how we pull it off, why we look so good wearing it. And if they should be doing it on February execs. But I guess to backtrack a little bit, I'm also super excited for everything that has to do with Shabbat because of my 6 weeks at Perelman. I loved Rabbi's Tish, Kabbalah Shabbat services, the festivities at dinner, and then Saturday, the relaxed vibe, and the Shachri in the morning there.
I'm also really excited for Shabbat tomorrow, and I'm really excited for the day tomorrow as we're prepping our regions, which is super exciting.
Yeah, tomorrow with the and tomorrow we can do the we can just match with our co's, and I know at least for us we're going with our mascot, we're going with the Superman onesies. Should be fun, and we also get to tomorrow's a day to plan for the upcoming years. I know we're meeting with our community directors at some point during the day, so it should be a really good day. And we also have the movement launch, the centennial fair. We have round two of hub meetings. All great things in store.
I just want to talk a little bit more about what hubs are. So yeah. Each hub, they're pairing like regions. So GJHR, we're paired with Eastern Region, which is also a series of different councils on the East Coast in the same time zone. And we have an iBoard member. For us, we have the Grand Off Moray, Zach Price, and he's facilitating discussions and conversations to ensure that we can better our regions through talking with each other and seeing what works well, what doesn't, and how we could better ourselves and our regions.
Yeah, something that'll be very helpful for all of us. Like you said, you know, bounce ideas off each other in times of need. You know, it's just another set of people we can look to with similar community layouts and things like that.
Today truly was an incredible day. I am so thankful for everybody that really made it this way. And I am so excited to see where the next 3 days of execs take us all.
Thank you so much for joining us on Table Talk with BBYO Insider.
Be sure to subscribe and keep up with us throughout the week so you know when an episode goes live. See you soon.